You're listening to KNKX. Coming up is a story from our weekly show Sound Effect. Gabriel Spitzer is our host, and he can tell you more.
For many of us, losing a pet was our first exposure to death. And so to end our show, we have a story from Seattle journalist Tom Paulson about the end of a gray and white tomcat named Ollie.
He just attached himself to me early on and would come and sleep on my chest, or I'd find him there because I'd throw him off the bed, and then I'd wake up and find him. It's where he wanted to sleep. So we bonded early. And he just kind of was a male cat, swaggered around, thought he ran everything, and gray and white. And he just had this, Robert De Niro look to his face. You know, he just kind of looked at you like he's in charge, he's a tough guy, but not weird and scary like a lot of cats. I mean, had kind of a dog personality. So that's why we got along. I'm more of a dog person usually. They get old, and I was working at the Seattle Post-Intelligencer at the time when it was a newspaper, and my wife called and said that Ollie had passed away and just died in his sleep, and I needed to come get him. And I'm like, what do I get him for what? You know, he's dead. So I had to leave work early, which caused I got a little bit of ribbing from my editor. I have to leave home to deal with a dead cat. So got home, and Ollie was in the bed, just curled up and getting stiff. So I told Deb that, you know, I'll just go and dispose of him. And she's like, what are you going to do? And I said, well, I don't know, put him in recycling or something. And anyway, that freaked her out. She was not in favor of that. And then I said, well, we can just bury him out in the backyard. She didn't like that idea because, you know, we might forget he's there, and when we're planting a rhododendron, find his bones. And I kept coming up with disposal solutions that she didn't like. And so I decided, well, I'll deal with it. And she took off. And downstairs I had a freezer where I put my fish and meat products. And I thought, well, I'll wrap Ollie up in a bag and put him there. And I don't really know how to explain this, but I forgot about him. 2 weeks went by, and apparently she went down there looking for some fish for dinner, and she reaches into the freezer, pulls out the black plastic bag. It unrolled, and the cat rolled out and fell out onto the ground, and was stiff and legs sticking up, and, you know, not a good look. She screamed and was horrified, and then that became anger towards me that I would do something this seemingly uncaring. So I got a call again at work that I had to come get the cat again. She wasn't going to pick it up. I didn't tell my editor this time. I just pretended I was going to lunch. So I got there. He was still frozen. I wrapped him up and said that, you know, I will deal with it this weekend, I promise. And she didn't really want details. She just didn't want a dead cat in the freezer. So, well, the weekend, I was heading over to Idaho to open up our family cabin for the spring with my father and with my brother and a friend. And we always go up there, and it's still pretty cold. There's still snow on the ground when we open it up. It's just kind of something to do. And I thought, well, you know, we'll take Ollie with us to Idaho, and we can bury him up there, you know, natural environment, a lot of dead animals. He'll be fit right in. So we stuck him in a cooler and drove to northern Idaho where the cabin is. And my ethnic heritage is Norwegian, and so I thought, well, we should do some kind of Norwegian Viking burial. So I built a little Viking ship out of plywood and had a cat's head instead of a serpent's head and had a sail. So we wrapped Ollie up in a cloth, burial cloth, placed Ollie in the boat, put a little gas in there, you know, I suppose that's not really totally Viking, but, and then it was time to say goodbye. And it was a dark, it was kind of a gray, silver, one of those silvery gray days where the clouds are low and it was cold. We set fire to the boat and we pushed him out into the lake. Got like 3 feet out, and the boat tipped over and the fire went out, and Ollie came out of the boat and just floated like an ice cube. So I waded out in the water, got the boat, got the cat back, and well, what can we do? And so we just came back to the fire, built up a big pyre and put the boat and ollie on that, and then set fire to that, and that's how we said goodbye. We don't value life if we don't really celebrate and understand and deal with death. And I think one thing pets do for you, other than give you, not cats, but dogs will give you unconditional love. Cats, it's very conditional. But other than that, because they don't last that long, if you grow up with pets, you grow up dealing with death over and over again. And you get, I think it gives you some strength. So I'm getting old enough where I think about how I'd like my death to be celebrated. And I would hope that if anybody cared at the point of my demise, that I'd get a very similar ceremony to what we gave Ollie, where it'd be a combination of the absurd and the tragic and mostly a good time.
Tom Paulson lives in Seattle.